You're listening to John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John and Raheel with Dell.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Nice stuff here. Houston Texans cornerback Kareem Jackson is joining us right now. He's going to try to raise money at Topgolf on Tuesday, May 22nd. And this is really neat. He's going to provide, he's trying to provide opportunities and resources to families with children battling cancer and women battling breast cancer. So even if you went to Alabama, you can still do nice things out there. So learn that about people, okay? Kareem Jackson here with us on ESPN 97.5. Kareem, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
This is a nice thing, man. Kids battling cancer and women battling breast cancer, to help them out is a great thing.
Thank you. For me, I mean, it's definitely, you know, touches home, you know, with my mom being a two-time breast cancer survivor and my sister a leukemia survivor. So, you know, once I told myself once I got a chance, you know, to be able to help some other families and, you know, put some smiles on some faces and, you know, just kind of, you know, help them through their process, or, you know, maybe if it's, you know, encourage some women to get, you know, get some early checkups and, you know, so they can, you know, detect things early or, you know, prevent some things, you know, I definitely wanted to help out with that.
Kareem Jackson joining us on ESPN 97.5. When you were going through it and your family was going through it, what did you learn and what do you pass on to families that you talk to through the Kareem Jackson Foundation with children or women battling cancer?
For me, I was so young, you know, when my sister, you know, had leukemia, but, you know, I can just remember just always being in the hospital and, you know, and leaving from the hospital, going to the school every day. And, you know, and I was young when my mom had breast cancer the first time, but the second time I kind of, you know, understood, you know, I just, you know, just want to, you know, kind of pass on some encouragement, you know, encourage the families to stick together, you know, and try to lift up, you know, whoever's in that situation, you know, and that's actually fighting the cancer, and lift up the family and the siblings as well, because, you know, just kind of let them know that they're, you know, they're not alone, you know, and cancer definitely, you know, is a big deal, you know, and it tears apart a lot of families. So, you know, I just want to give them some type of encouragement and lift them up.
I would imagine there were some dark times, you know, your mom, you know, how close you are to her, and your sister, a young person going through that. Did you ever feel really, how you must have felt bad leaving the hospital at times?
Yeah, definitely. You know, with my mom, you know, like I said, at a young age, and not really understanding what was going on, but just knowing that, you know, they both were sick, you know, and not really knowing if they were going to make it, and, you know, how bad things were. So it was definitely some dark times, but, you know, my family definitely brought us closer together, and, you know, we stuck together, and, you know, we was able to, my sister, my mom was able to beat it. So, you know, it's definitely a blessing for me and my family.
That's awesome to hear. Kareem Jackson Foundation's first annual tee up with the Texans at Topgolf. Houston, you can get your ticket right now at KareemJackson.org. Off season is going on every year. You're improving on something. Has it been harder this year because you're working on your golf swing now for the event?
Not at all. You know, you know, improving my game, you know, in the summertime, that definitely comes first. So if I can get a chance to get out and, you know, hit a couple golf balls here and there, you know, it's kind of a getaway, you know, for me. But, improving my game, you know, in every aspect, that's definitely the first priority for me in the offseason.
You've been playing some safety. There's a lot of talk about you at safety now. What are your thoughts on it?
Kind of excited about it, you know. I feel like it's an opportunity, and, you know, most of all, you know, it's another way that I feel like I can help the team, you know, help our defense, you know, kind of take us to another level, you know. For me, being versatile is definitely, you know, one of my biggest attributes, you know. I feel, you know, to be able to play the slot, I can, you know, play outside, I can play safety, you know. So to be versatile and to be in some different spots, you know, can kind of throw a curveball at some different offenses. And not knowing, you know, where guys would be, you know, that can definitely help us out. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to that, you know. And like I said, it's definitely an opportunity to help us out as a team.
Yeah, you're getting safety heavy, no? I mean, you moving and Justin Reed and Tyrann Mathieu. What do you think about, and Colvin can play the slot as well. Now, all these new additions, what do you think about what they're doing with the DBs?
We definitely made some great pickups, you know, guys that can definitely, you know, help boost the secondary. So, you know, it'll definitely be interesting to see, you know, where guys kind of end up. But, I mean, Coach will be, you know, definitely, you know, love to, you know, have a competitive roster. So, you know, with the addition of the guys that we have, you know, that'll definitely help us out. And, you know, us taking a step in the right direction to definitely improve the secondary and to get better.
So, but you're going to still, I mean, we'll still see you on the outside some, right?
Yeah. I'll probably be all over the place. So, you know, from week to week, it'll just vary, you know. So, like I say, I guess it just depends on, you know, how we want to play that week and, you know, whatever we decide to do.
Which one do you prefer right now in your career?
I mean, honestly, it doesn't really matter. You know, I've grown to love, you know, the slot, you know, getting a chance to blitz a little bit and be a little closer to the ball and, you know, get a quarterback a different look and, you know, play some zone and some man. So, I mean, that's a lot of fun, you know, playing the slot. So, that's definitely probably my favorite right now to play.
Kareem Jackson with us on ESPN 97.5, KareemJackson.org, May 22nd. Tee it up with the Texans. Imagine all your buddies, the players are going to be there. It's going to raise money for children battling cancer, women battling breast cancer. Hopefully you won't be able to have any I see at the Rockets games, you a little worried about the Jazz taking game two?
I'm not really worried. Those guys have been playing some great ball all year. You know, I mean, it's a seven-game series. The Jazz, you know, they have a great team, you know, with Donovan Mitchell and, you know, Ingles and a couple guys that they have over there. But, you know, James Harden and Chris Paul, those guys have been playing some great ball all year. So I'm definitely not worried. Those guys will definitely, you know, take care of business. So, you know, I'm a huge basketball fan. It's exciting to, you know, go see those guys.
What did you think about LeBron yesterday?
Man, LeBron is, you know, I can't even put into words, you know, the things he's been doing this year. For it to be his 15th season, you know, and for him to perform the way he's been performing in that game yesterday, man, is probably one of the best LeBron games I've seen, you know, ever, you know, for, you know, to the shots that he was making, the degree of difficulty, you know, those fadeaways and stuff. So, you know, and I'm a huge LeBron fan. That's probably my favorite, you know, player. So, you know, to get a chance, you know, to see him anytime, you know, I'm definitely jumping at that opportunity. But he definitely had a hell of a game yesterday.
Kareem Jackson with us on ESPN 97.5. Now that you look back on it, how much do you regret going to Alabama and not LSU?
just thinking about it, you know, I don't think I regret it one bit, man. You know,
I'm just wondering.
For me, I'm 2-1 against LSU. You know, since I left, we probably beat LSU every year except for one year, and even that year, you know, we played them again in the national championship in New Orleans in the Superdome, and practically shut them out. Hmm. You know, so I think they had negative yards that game, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't regret it not one bit.
Hey, Kareem.
I'm sure you will at some point.
At some point you might. I don't think you will, though. Hey, season is just right around the corner. Training camp will be here right before we all know it. What's the feeling like right now inside NRG and with the team after last year? What happened? What's it like right now?
It's a lot of excitement right now. You know, we're all excited, you know, what we could possibly be as a team. You know, having guys back healthy. You know, and just trying to stay healthy throughout the year, you know, and put a full year together, you know, with a healthy roster, you know, that's definitely, you know, the key. But we're just excited, you know, new year, you know, new opportunities, new goals for us as a team, and, you know, to to start out, you know, the OTAs and, you know, to get in mini camp, you know, and just excited to see all the guys out there. You know, as a team, we're definitely excited to go out and try to, you know, hit some of the goals that we set for ourselves as a team.
Yeah. Health is number. I mean, if Deshaun is healthy, JJ's healthy, Whitney comes back. I mean, this team, with Deshaun, has Deshaun changed everything in this organization that you always got a chance to win with that guy?
Most definitely. You know, guy like that, you know, and the games that he played last year, the way he, you know, lit up the scoreboard, you know, got to be excited, you know, especially as a defensive guy to just watch him, you know, to get a chance to go against him. He's only going to make us better as a defense. You know, for him to be so young and to be, you know, so mature and the way he carries himself, you know, going out on Sundays, you know those guys are going to put up some big numbers. So, you know you always have a chance to win.
Man, it's going to be a fun season. We're all pumped for it. The event, by the way, KareemJackson.org. You can get your ticket right now. It's going to be on May 22nd at Topgolf in Katy. It's going to be a great day benefiting the Kareem Jackson Foundation. And you guys are helping out children battling cancer, women battling cancer with resources and opportunities. It's going to be a great time out there. And we'll see a bunch of guys out there. So get ready, man. It's going to be fun.
Definitely. Should be a lot of fun, like you said. So definitely looking forward to it. And I hope, you know, a lot of people come out and, you know, support the cause, you know, because, you know, it's definitely needed. And like you said, it's a great cause and it should be a lot of fun.
And how is your golf game, by the way?
My golf game actually stinks, to be honest with you.
Well, at least you're honest about it.
I get a chance to get out there a little bit, but. You know, golf is, you know, one of those games, you know, one day you think you got it down pat, and the next day you go out there, it's like you've never hit a golf ball before in your life. But, you know, it's always fun to get out there with some guys that's, you know, around the same, you know, around the same as you are as far as, you know, playing. So, it's a lot of fun. I think the top golf, you know, is more of my deal than actually getting out there and playing at 18.
Absolutely. There's a bar, there's appetizers and food, there's couches. It's definitely exactly. a good place, especially if you don't play, you can go and meet a bunch of Texans, Kareem and all the guys, and you can raise money for a great cause. KareemJackson.org. KareemJackson.org, May 22nd, and help battle first annual tee up. With Kareem. That's great stuff, Kareem, man. That's a great cause, and I hope you guys raise a lot of money.
Thank you so much.
All right, there's Kareem Jackson right here on ESPN 97.5.